Ramble.
Hallo, I am Flula Borg, and it is now boom time!
Tiki-toki, what time is it? Tiki-toki, what time is it?
Boom time! Hello, everyone, welcome. As you may know, my name is Flula Borg, and I am, yes, a German person with much excitement and many curiosity, and yes, 42 fanny packs and counting. Thank you again, Daddy. Welcome to Boom Time, the podcast where me, a German man from Germany, learns new things about America and other things I do not understand. Today's episode is...
Boom Time for Hot Dogs!
Today's episode is about hot dogs.
So, I'm so excited. We're going to speak with Eric Mittenthal, an expert of hot dogs. He will tell me all about them. But before we do this, my brain needs to be revved up like a Volkswagen Passat. To do this, I'm going to have some trivia told to me by our producer, Kristen. Hello, Kristen.
Hey, Flula.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
The first question is, what was the original sassy motto Ben Franklin used on the first penny?
Oh, he was like, oh, is it choices?
It's a multiple choice.
Oh, oopsie. Okay, good.
Okay, so the first one is mind your business.
Oh, mind or mine, like bitcoins?
Mind with
mind
a D.
Mind with a D, yeah, okay.
The second is e pluribus punem.
Punem, that's disgusting.
The third is it's business time.
E pluribus punem, like punani.
Yes.
Ben Franklin, you are a dirty, dirty man.
Yes, quite.
What was the third one? Oh, what is it? Like I got 99 problems?
It's business time.
The way you say it, how is it spelled? Like B-I-Z?
U-S-I-N-E-S-S, business.
Okay, well, I wish this was it. But I'm going to tell you it's probably the inappropriate punem. E pluribus punem?
That's wrong.
It's business time?
It's mind your business.
It's mind your business?
That was the first option.
And that's the answer?
Yeah.
So to rewind it, as a postmaster general of America, the first one... made monies that said, mind your business.
On the first penny, so more information, before the penny was emblazoned with the words, e pluribus unum, which means out of many, one.
Yeah.
Ben Franklin used the words, mind your business, in 1787 to decorate it.
Okay, now just to rewind, you just said e pluribus unum, but in the choices you gave me e pluribus punem.
Right.
Why did you do this?
Because that was clearly not the right answer.
Oh, it was a red fish. What's it called? It's a red fish. No one will believe it.
Yes. Yeah. It was a red fish.
It was a red fish.
Mm-hmm.
So e pluribus punem. Sorry, I'm very obsessed. This is very fun to me. Just I want some coinage that says this. Just some EP. You done with EPP? Yeah. You know me. My name is Ben Franklin.
Here's my stove.
It's business time. No, mind your business.
Mind your business.
Mind your... And these are pennies that exist.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is that true?
They must exist somewhere, right?
Oh, you didn't know for sure.
Right.
Okay, but you think it must, you know. The Dead Sea Scrolls are here. Surely there's a penny with mind your business on it.
Exactly.
Signed Benjamin Bifocals Franklin.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
Very exciting.
I'm going to give you one more question.
Oh, please.
Okay, this is the last one.
Okay.
What profession did the real Uncle Sam have?
The real Uncle Sam, like the real Slim Shady.
That's right.
Okay, so the real Uncle Sam.
Was he a butcher?
Mm.
Was he a baker? Or was he a candlestick maker?
Oh, okay. So just to rewind it, you mean the Uncle Sam who's like, I'm pointing at you today to make a good choice, buy some donuts or what it was?
Yeah, he was an actual guy.
He was a man.
Mm-hmm.
Was he always wearing the hat? You know, like the circus hat?
I know the hat. I'm not sure if he always wore it. Yes.
Okay. So if he always wears a hat and then you say the jobs was a maker of candles, a baker and a butcher.
And a butcher. Yep.
And one of is true.
One of these is correct.
I remember his hands being like, oh man, that finger, that index pointing into my nose looks very strong. It has handled some baloney. So I'm going to say butcher.
You're right.
Yeah.
He was a butcher. He was a meat packer from Troy, New York. His real name was Samuel Wilson.
Oh, Sammy.
And he won the right to supply beef to the American troops during the War of 1812.
And then he said, oh, but also I like to point at things. Like here's a head of cattle.
Yeah.
Here's a horse.
That was just for fun.
He just did that for funsies?
Yeah.
His side project was to be Uncle Sam?
That's right.
Why was he uncle? Why is it not like nephew or like grandfather?
He was known to his neighbors as Uncle Sam.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
His neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So his neighbors are like, hey, you should pose. Hey, hold that point for approximately 6 to 8 weeks because we don't have photographs yet.
That's right.
Okay. This is very wonderful.
So that was your quiz for the day.
I feel so American.
right now, you know, A-Rod, you know, Derek Jeter, other things.
That's right.
Perfect.
Yay.
Oh, well, this is a cultural exchange, Kristen. We cannot just say this. I need to give you now some German learnings.
Okay.
Would you like to learn something?
Yeah, tell me and Kevin some stuff.
Okay, so Kevin, hello, Kevin, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Okay, great. Guys, so Uncle Samuel is now deceased, correct?
Yes.
When this happened, he experienced a funeral, as you say, funeral. Funeral?
Right.
Okay. We are German, we call this eine Beerdigung, which means into the grounding.
Actually, grounding.
Like we say, into the ground, like, oh, der wurde beerdigt. He was put into the groundings. So that's how we say it.
So you don't have one word just for funeral?
Well, I don't use it.
Why? Yeah,
I don't, because I don't know it.
So no.
No, Beerdigung. Yeah, so an into the grounding is what you say.
Oh, when that's someone, weird.
Yeah, it's very dark, but hey, welcome to Germany. Hello.
Okay.
Okay, so you are probably wondering, Flula, why are you speaking to an expert of the hot dogs? Well, let me tell you, as a German person, hot dogs are a strange thing for us. We don't have them. We have what's called a Bockwurst. And a Bockwurst, Bock is like if you're in the mood for something. So a Bockwurst is like a mood sausage. And I can tell you, usually I'm not in the mood for a Bockwurst. I'm in the mood for a Bratwurst, yeah? Which you probably know, the Bratwurst is nice and fried and tasty and delicious and yum yum. So when I was invited to a nice party for your bowls of soup, your Super Bowl, it's a, what the Falcons were there. And they were like, hey, come and hang out with us and watching the football. And then I go and they're like, oh, we have lots of very fun sausages. You will love these sausages, Flula. And so, of course, when I think sausages, I think, oh, like German and meaty and a big roll and like, you know, I don't know, some muscle, you just chew it and grind it. Of course, this doesn't mean anything to you. This was just sounds I made. Let me just tell you, when I arrived, I was not expecting like a virginal tube. You know, our sausages have been through like some things. You know, they went like in the morning, they went to Pilates. Perhaps they got into a fight with someone at a red light. And then perhaps they like did their taxes. And then they are grilled. And they have like been through some things. They look like they have some experience. But your hot dogs are like clean and like polished. They're like polished Beamers. Whereas ours are like old Trabants, which are East German automobiles made of wood and plastic. Anyway, so I was like, what are these? And they're like, these are hot dogs. And I thought, what is that? And then I thought, this is too much. Everybody stop the presses. I immediately Googled someone who knows about hot dogs. And I found Eric Mittenthal. Eric is the VP of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Hot-dog.org. That dash is very important. Otherwise, it's ho-tido-g. Anyway, very excited. I'm very excited to speak with Eric to teach me about hot dogs, some facts and figurines. Some facts and figurines about hot dogs? Figurines?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Boom time!
Okay, we are speaking now with Eric Mittenthal of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. I'm so excited. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm very excited. As you may hear from the sounds of the vowels and consonants coming from my oral location, I'm not American. And I'm very excited to learn about all of American things, to include, of course, the hot dog.
Absolutely.
Eric, can you tell to me, are you an expert of the hot dogs?
I am a hot dog expert, absolutely.
How does it happen? Like, how do people say, okay, I will knight you with the sword of bun and say, you are an expert of the hot dogs?
Well, you know, I have a PhD from Hot Dog University, so that was a really important step in my hot dog development. But it takes a lot of studying to learn about hot dogs and what goes in them and how they're made and all the fun facts.
HDU? What is the mascotian of HDU?
The hot dog, of course.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. I'm very excited. Eric, I have been looking at many of the dogs, and I have, of course, some question about it. But the beginning of the question is, why is it called the hot dog and not something else like the tube of meat or excitement in your mouth with proteins and things?
That's a good question. The hot dog name came about a long time ago. It was one of those things that it was kind of based on the shape, looking like a dachshund dog and, you know, classic wiener dog. And so at some point, somebody kind of made the connection between the shape of the dog and the shape of the meat and became the hot dog.
Ah, okay. So it is. So it's a person named it because they think it looks like a dachshund?
Yeah.
It's confusing because I've Germany. I've grown up with many dachshunds, and none of them, I will tell you, look like a hot dog. But I guess it could be like an origin of the species, like Charles Darwin, as the dachshunds traveled across the boats to America. Perhaps they lost their legs.
Perhaps.
I mean, no one can. We were not there. I was not there. I can say.
Long before my time.
Yeah, same as well. Okay, so Eric, what is inside a very tasty dog of hotness?
Meat. Lots and lots of delicious meat. So what's inside a hot dog is one of those mysteries that a lot of people think is they don't know what's in there. But it's actually, when you get a package of hot dogs,
yeah.
What it says on the package is exactly what's in there. And so it's going to be beef or pork. Some hot dogs are made of chicken or turkey. And it's the pieces of meat that are cut away from the steaks and roasts that you buy in the grocery store. And those pieces are then ground up really finely into a paste, and they're mixed with ice and mixed with spices, and then all of that is stuffed into a casing and cooked. And there's your hot dog.
So ices and spices and meat.
That's right.
A question, because, and you know this because I have expert hot dog, but people are always telling me, watch out, Flula. Some hot dogs are made with the strange body parts of other animals, and like, oh, those are, they watch out for a tail. There's a horse's tail in there. This is all just straight rumors and innuendos?
It is totally incorrect. Yeah, not true at all. And all hot dogs are inspected by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So there are government inspectors in hot dog plants watching every single hot dog be made. And so if something were put in there that was not supposed to be there, the inspectors would catch it and it would never make it into the market. And so you know that what you're getting is legitimately what's in there. And I know a lot of people wonder, you know, are there organs and things like that ground up into hot dogs? And certain types they do have, and those are kind of considered a delicacy. But anytime an organ meat is used, so if there's liver in there, some hot dogs include hearts as well. If it's in there, it'll be on the package. So you'll see it in the ingredients list, and it must be listed that that organ is used in the meat. If you don't see that in there, then it's just going to be the cuts of beef that are cut, or pork that are cut away from your steaks and roasts and then ground up.
Oh, this makes very much sense. I will tell you, Eric, you said something that makes me think. So are hot dogs a vegetable? You mentioned something about hot dog plants.
where hot dogs are made. So we call them meat plants. Kind of an oxymoron there, but it's a meat manufacturing facility.
So are they potted? Like, do people water them? Like, how does that, is photosynthesis involved?
There's no photosynthesis involved, no.
Okay, sorry, it's the language burying. I'm so sorry about that.
No problem.
Well, and I can tell you, Eric, you know, in Germany, we have very many strange meats, and we have things that if I, you know, gave to my American friends, they would look at me like, who are you, MacGyver? Stop it, you know? Like, we have, like, Blutwurst, which is literally just the blood of a pig inside of a sausage. It was very confusing.
Yeah, I know the blood sausage is popular over there, but of course in Germany you've got the bratwurst, right?
Oh, hallo. Oh, so good. I come from Nürnberg, and we have the Nürnberger Bratwurst, which are like tiny, cute little sausages. They're like baby, but tasty. And I guess you shouldn't say those words all in one sentence. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Eric, is there an ideal number of bites that will consume a hot dog?
So we have a whole hot dog etiquette guide on our website. And we say that for a standard length hot dog, you should be able to finish it in 5 bites.
What if you finish it in 3, like my cousin Jürgen?
If you finish it in 3, that's all the better. That is a talented hot dog eater.
Oh, I will give him some high fours. He's missing a thumb.
That's all right.
Yeah. So, okay, Eric, another thing. When a hot dog does not have like real meats inside it, and it's made of, I don't know, like cactus and things like this, what is the name of this?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with a hot dog that's not made of meat. In fact, USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, requires that if it is a hot dog, that it is made of meat. So when you see veggie dogs and vegan dogs out there, those are not hot dogs. And those are tube-shaped hot dog imitations.
And those come from the hot dog plant.
Those come from other places. I don't know where those come from.
Okay. It's like Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? You're a fake hot dog. I don't know.
Correct.
Okay, Eric, a question I also was reading. You have a very nice pamphlet about the dogs and the origins of these. And in there you say something about, you know, when you want to dress the dog, this was confusing to me, like what dress the dog in, what, like a, like bell bottoms, a sundress, what's involved?
Well, you put toppings on your hot dog. People love to put various toppings on their hot dogs, and so they'll put mustard on there or onions.
What about ketchup, Eric?
Ketchup is a no-go. If you're over the age of 18, we say no ketchup on a hot dog.
Oh, is there like a, do someone check the IDs at the baseball, like at the Dodger Field? Like, I would like ketchup. How old are you? 17. And they're like, cool, chug it. Get that Heinz on there, man.
That's right. They're allowed if they're 17. So yeah, we've actually been out to ball games before and made sure that people were of the right age to enjoy ketchup on hot dog. And if they don't, we give them a hot dog citation and say they've committed a frank faux pas.
Oh, I like this. I would like to tell you, I have a little bit of time, like spare time. If you would like a doggy slapper, I'm happy to just, after we ascertain the age, and if they are over 18, I will slap that doggy out the hand if it has the red juice on it.
Yeah, we might have to take you up on that. That'll be a good way to keep people from putting ketchup on their hot dogs.
What is your most favorite of the toppies to put on side your doggy?
I love a good chili dog. I like chili and mustard and onions. I think that's a great combination. And so if I had my perfect hot dog, would be a chili dog.
A chili dog. And you are, is this, I hear it's like in America, oh, I'm from Detroit. I like my doggy with a little bit, you know, peppers. And oh, I'm from Chicago. I like poppy seed. Like, is there like some regions of, oh, these guys, you can look at the dog and know where they are from?
Yeah, one of the great things about hot dogs across the U.S. is that they vary quite a bit regionally. So yeah, if you're in Chicago, you're going to be eating a hot dog on a poppy seed bun, and you're going to have a lot of toppings on there. So a Chicago-style hot dog has mustard and onions and a neon relish and sport peppers and pickles and tomatoes and celery salt. So it's a hot dog piled high. If you're in a place like Detroit, they have what they call a Coney dog, not actually based in New York. The Coney dog is a Michigan hot dog, and that's with a beefy chili with mustard as well. So it's a little bit different, really, depending on where you are in the country. In L.A., they love to wrap bacon around their hot dogs. L.A. has a variety of styles, but a lot of them involve the bacon-wrapped hot dog.
Is the Detroit hot dog in the shape of Bill Laimbeer's torso?
Not that I'm aware of, no. That would be an interesting approach.
I did not know if the 1989-1990s NBA champion center Bill Laimbeer was in any way involved with the hot dogs here. I was just curious.
I think he's more involved with the beer production than the hot dog production.
Oh, I think so. Shots fired at your beer gut, Bill Laimbeer. Also, I want to tell you, as you were describing the Chicago dog, Eric, our sound man Kevin was drooling vociferously because he's from Chicago. He was nodding so hard he pulled his neck because he loves those toppings.
Yeah, if you're from Chicago, it's hard to resist, but you can find Chicago dogs really anywhere in the country these days. So,
oh, because of global entry?
Find them out your way.
Got it. Got it. So like pre-check, it's easier now for the dogs to travel, is what you're saying?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
What is it? You said something as you described the Chicago dog, like it was like, and we have neon porridge. It was something neon, which I thought was strange. A noble gas is associated with the hot dog.
That's right, a neon relish. So it's a really bright green relish. It looks kind of neon, and relish is with the pickles all chopped up, and it's a great addition to the hot dog.
What came first, like the word relish, which is like, I love it so much, or like relish, I am chopped up pickles, put me on your doggy, do you know?
I don't know the answer to that, but relish is so delicious that I would have to think that the description came after the food.
Oh, I like this. Yeah, that seems very accurate. Eric, how many hot dogs are you consuming in the daytime and nighttime of a year?
I eat a fair amount of hot dogs over the course of the year. I'm a meat guy in general, so I eat all meats, and hot dogs fit in. And so I'll eat, you know, maybe a few hot dogs over the course of a month, but with lots of other meat too, and sausages. And so I vary my consumption quite a bit and love to try everything I can.
How is your, just a question, just out of the blue, how's your cholesterol?
My cholesterol is excellent.
Oh, I love this. It's very good to hear. Eric, I have been very fascinated with Kobayashi and other people that are eating the hot dogs in very speedy ways. I mean, this does not sound very enjoyable, but do you watch or follow these eaters of meaters?
I do. They are true athletes and champions of their sport. And Kobayashi kind of was pushed to the side by Joey Chestnut a few years ago, and Joey Chestnut has been leading the way in hot dog consumption. And I think he is a true champion. I don't think I would want to have that profession of eating that many of any food, but he knows his stuff and is a great champion at what he does.
What is the most of the dogs that you have consumed in 24 hours? For me, it's 4.
Well, we have an annual hot dog lunch here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. every year, where we invite our members to come serve their hot dogs, and we invite some baseball players to come sign autographs and lawmakers to come enjoy hot dogs on Capitol Hill. And so I had 9 hot dogs there at one of our hot dog lunches a few years ago.
Eric!
It was a little overwhelming. I came back to my office and sat down in my chair, and it broke. So 9 was my max, and I don't know if I'm going to go back that much ever again.
You broke the chair because of too many doggies?
I did. I broke my chair from eating 9 hot dogs in one afternoon.
Did the hot dogs also include buns?
They did, yes.
Can I tell you a very fast story, Eric?
Absolutely.
One time I also broke a chair because as a child I was playing musical chairs, and then I was going around in the circle, and then as Linda, who was in front of me, was going to sit, I kicked the chair away, and then this music stopped, and then I won, and then I ate hot dogs later.
As long as you celebrate with hot dogs, that's great.
Oh, that's a great question. What is the best beverage for just munching and crunching a delicious dog?
Beer, of course. Beer is the ideal drink for hot dogs.
Beer is?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I did not know. So also with the person, if they are holding ketchup in the dog, they also cannot have the beer. They have another beverage inside the hand.
They might be forbidden from having the beer with the hot dog if they've got ketchup on there, yeah. Or they have to have maybe a non-alcoholic beer or something like
that. Yeah, okay, got it. Like an American beer, which essentially has no alcohol, is what you're saying. Shots fired at you, Anheuser. Hey, so Eric, if I want to attend Hot Dog Uni, what do I do to apply?
Well, Hot Dog University is actually run by Vienna Beef in Chicago. So you learn the ways of the Chicago hot dog and how to do a classic Chicago cart. And so they have got a great website. If you Google Hot Dog University, they have that information there. And it's a great program to attend if you want to be a hot dog PhD.
As you were describing this, I imagined like a montage in like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragoon, you know, except instead of like fighting other people, they are like throwing the relishes in the sky, chopping onions and boiling the dogs.
It is, you know, it's a great class, and you learn a lot. It's really a place where you can learn everything you want to know about hot dogs, including the ways to cook them and the ways to cook sides and everything. It is just a true education in hot dogs.
Eric, a final question: what is something weird or exciting about hot dogs that I, as a German person, perhaps do not know?
Well, hot dogs and baseball really is just a great combination. And so that's one of those things that is truly an all-American combination, which, you know, if you've been over here for a little while, you've been to a ball game and know how ubiquitous hot dogs are at the ball games. And it's something that the sport of baseball has grown up along with hot dogs. And it's something that Americans embrace and enjoy throughout their lives. And so it may not be so weird, but for someone coming over from a foreign country, baseball and hot dogs are really the all-American combo.
We are very confused. In Germany, we watch our football, to you at Zucker or what, and then we do not like eat big snacks. We are screaming and lighting fires in the stadium, you know, but everyone here is like, let's sit down and have 5 liters of a beverage and also shove these doggies inside our mouths. So yes, you're correct. It's very confusing for me. I'm busy being a hooligan, you know.
I love the American way of eating and drinking. It's a great pastime.
I love this. Eric, thank you very much for teaching to me about some doggy hots. I'm going to now try some, and I'm very excited about my eyes, my spice, and my meat.
Excellent. Enjoy some hot dogs.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Eric. Have a nice time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom time! Well, that was a very nice conversation with Eric, Kristen. Thank you for connecting me to this hot dog expert.
I'm so glad it went well.
I am as well, very excited. And, oh, what? I must tell you, I have been smelling something for the last 8 minutes, and it isn't my own musk.
I have something for you.
What is it?
It's a hot dog.
Stop it.
Actually, it's a couple hot dogs.
Two hot dogs?
Two hot dogs.
Oh, it sounds like the beginning of a fun story.
Why don't you try them?
Okay.
Because you're from Germany and you're used to like bratwursts and stuff. Try them and let us know what you think.
Okay, well, one of these I can see does break one of the cardinal rules of Eric. There's some ketchup all over this, mama.
It's got ketchup on it.
Why did you do this?
Because you have to be informed.
To know, like, oh, what not to do is like when a child is very young, like, here, smoke 1,800 cigarettes.
That's right. Or just do you and eat ketchup even if you're over 18.
Okay.
It's okay.
I will be, as I can tell you, do you know what I do not like when I listen to when sounds happen?
Okay.
The sounds of people eating is very gross. So I will be taking my bites away from the microphone as a kindness to the viewers. This is not ASMR, guys.
I was going to say, some people like that.
Wrong podcast. Okay. Or wrong episode. I think we do get into some Ass Master soon.
Oh, we could do that.
Is that what it means? Ass Master?
Ass Master? Yeah, that's what it means.
I thought so. Okay, here we go. I'm taking the one that everyone said, don't do it, which is the one with the red sauces on it.
Okay.
Kevin, you look very judgmental.
I don't care. Eat your hot dog however you want it.
Okay, I'm going to do
it.
Life. Okay, this is bite number one of ketchup dog. I see some other things, some white things on this, onions.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good luck to make out with strangers later.
Okay.
Said me to me. Okay. Okay, it's a little sweet, I have to tell you. Okay, yeah, I get it. It tastes like meat.
Okay.
I mean, that did not come from a plant, I can tell you this. This is meat and sweet. It's sweet meat.
Okay. Try the other one.
Okay.
Which is naked.
Yeah, this is nude.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Nothing? No yellow?
Nothing.
Okay. Okay. I mean, yeah. It's good. It's fine. It needs some things. It looks nude. It needs to have a dress, as Eric said. It needs like things, you know, to wear.
Right.
Like a brassiere or whatever it. I don't know the gender of a dog. I should have asked Eric.
You don't look like you're enjoying it.
It's fine. I prefer it with the ketchup, if I be really honest with you.
I think we should give it a verdict. And okay. I think what's fitting for you?
Fanny packs. Okay. Fannies.
How many fanny packs would you give this?
Well, okay. This is more, I think, me rating your performance of preparing the hot dogs.
Okay.
I think if they had a better dress on them, something, maybe some kind of a hairdo or something, I would give them more fannies. I say 4 out of 5 fannies.
Okay.
So, but once more, if a professional, you are, I mean, we can say you're not a professional of the hot dog.
Right.
So I would give you maybe 3 out of 5 fannies. And then the hot dogs, maybe 4.8, but then the average is like 4.
It's kind of insulting because I am American.
Ah.
And I've been making hot dogs my whole life.
You have been making them? Like,
I mean,
in
I
the
make
plant?
Them, like in the microwave and stuff.
Oh, well, that's not a skill.
Isn't it though?
Well, you can push a button and put a baggie of a... Okay, it's fine. You did a great job.
Great, thank you.
That's so fun. Oh, wow. I love these hot dogs so much.
Boom time!
What a wonderful episode. I'm so excited to learn about hot dogs. Alex Simmons is not here. He's actually currently in Rwanda. And I'm not making this up. That is a true statement. Also, a shouting out to the film M.A. coming out. My good friend Scotty Landis has written this. If you enjoy scary films and wonderful acting and all of those things, check out Ma. It's like grandma or Oma, but just 2 letters. Very wonderful. Also, I think we have some shout outs I would love to give to you guys, listeners of Boom Time, the Booty Tangers. Shout out. Jeanette Wilk says, I'm pretty sure the collar tugging you talk about in your May 7 episode would be Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, yes, like when you have your finger in your collar, you're like, oh, go oopsie doopsie, or something like that. Boom time, hashtag, booty tangers, grower the shower. Rita at Skit Tire says, booty tangers, never stop, can't stop, won't stop, young MC. I could not agree more and be more confused at the same time. Derek Norris says, Tuesdays I now call Fluesday. I well love this. Shout out to my old videos I would always release on YouTube, the Fluesdays. Flula and Alex are the great run and gun combo of Michael Adams and Alex English. Watch out, Denver Nuggets. Flula is the Michael Adams with his fever pitch pace of comedy, like the diminutive high volume 3-point shooting point guard. And Alex speaks English. That's perfect. Thank you very much. Hashtag grow as a shower. Mr. Burns, hey guys, I just learned a new German word, Schadenfreude. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful word. Oh, Schadenfreude, to take the pleasure in someone's pain. I like it. Boom time is dynamite. Oh, thank you very much. Hashtag grow as a shower. Hashtag booty tangers. What wonderful shoutouts, guys. You may shout us very hard and out on Instagram at Boomtime Show, on Twitter at Boomtime Show, and of course, booty tangers. Let us continue to grow as a shower. And now to take us out, a song I will invent directly quickly from my brain, and let us be honest, a song is saying too much. It's a soundscape about hot dogs.
Hot doggies! Yeah! Spicy and icy and meats. I've put it in a case in a bun and I don't put ketchup on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I want 500 of those.
Hot dogs. Boom time. Bye bye, guys. See you next time.
Time!